Some people followed the procedures.
Good morning. I am John Emanuello.
Emanuello used the public comment time to call for a reset in the presidential search.
Now's the time to take a step back and reevaluate and reassess how this search has gone and where it should go in the future.
Some people made sure there was time for others to be heard.
My name is Andy Opa, professor of communication. I'd like to request that the comment period be extended.
And then some took matters into their own hands.
I stand against this motion. I demand the students and faculty choose who their president should be and not an outside firm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
This is Dolores Spearman. I don't understand what's going on.
A number of the search committee members monitored the meeting over the telephone, so this particular comment didn't quite hit home for them. Jennifer Prophet, Associate Professor of Communications and President of the FSU Chapter of the United Faculty of Florida, delivered a petition with over 1,400 signatures demanding a new search firm and a reconstituted search committee with more students and faculty members. Several commenters echo these concerns and call for a September deadline for applications. But the continual refrain is the importance of hiring a president with strong academic credentials. Associate Professor of English Ned Stuckey French says an academic is needed if Florida State plans to become a top public university.
You look at the top 30 universities, public research universities in this country, only one of them is not led by an academic. Just one. Right now, judging from the comments in the petition, we can see that people do not trust politicians of Florida to be the presidents of their university.
The politician Stuckey French refers to is St. Augustine Republican State Senator John Thrasher. Until recently, Thrasher had been considered the frontrunner for the job, but public outcry and the addition of more qualified candidates have dimmed his chances. Many opponents point out Thrasher lacks the academic background the search committee has listed as a requirement. But not everyone expressed skepticism for politicians.
I'm not against hiring a politician, personally.
That's Hoyt Prindle, the assistant vice president of the Florida Business Development Corporation. But unfortunately for Thrasher, even with Prindle's relatively optimistic view on the political class, he still says an academic background is important.
I don't think that candidates at a top 40 or top 50 public university should just be plucked from the state senate without any kind of really academic qualifications or background.
After the meeting adjourned, Prophet said she sees incremental progress.
I think that this is a good first step. I think that we still have a way to go to make this a more open, fair, transparent, and competitive process.
As of yet, the next meeting of the Presidential Search Committee has not been scheduled. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.